This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sure is. Welcome to the hump. Carrie Bickmore, are you all right?
I'm good. Just this cough's hanging around.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hello, Buzz. Oh, you know, it's exciting, guys. Often we say we've got a big show, and often we lie. But today, when I say we've got a big show, I am not lying.
We've got two superstars in our show today.
Oh, geez, you chose your words carefully there.
We have one that we're doing an interview with, which is next level. I mean in the top, 10 superstars in the world, do you think?
We're just saying who they are, right? We've been promoting it heavily.
Yes. Oh, yes. Have we? Okay.
Yeah, we got Janet Jackson on the show. Later on.
I mean, I like my method
Someone's
better.
Someone's not checking their social media. Guys,
Janet,
you won't believe who it is.
Is coming up, which I cannot wait. I've got so many questions to ask her because her music was the soundtrack to my
teenage years. Yeah, okay, don't do the interview now, mate.
I'm just telling you, getting excited. Anyway, but up next, we've got to chat about another celebrity.
Who's that one?
That one I'm allowed to tease. We haven't teased that bit, have we?
Janet Jackson on the show very soon. And a huge superstar. You heard it here first. It is up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Producer Belle dropped a bombshell on us that we didn't get time to talk about yesterday because we're out of the track.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about now. Are you there, Belle?
Yes, I'm here.
Talk to us. What happened?
Okay, so you know how the Rugby World Cup was on the weekend in Japan?
I mean, yes. I didn't, but sure.
South Africa beat England. Because?
Yes. Mm.
Yep.
Yes, so my boyfriend was there and he was lining up to go to the toilet and he was lining up behind a redhead who was wearing a cap and glasses and he turned around.
Ronald McDonald.
Prince Harry.
Which one?
It was Ed Sheeran.
Oh, my God.
I know. And so he was like, hey, mate, I'm Ed too. And like Ed Sheeran sort of like laughed awkwardly.
I think that's quite a strong opener.
That is a strong opener.
Yeah, we're both Eds. That's fun.
And I think he sort of liked it. And then he sort of turned around and kept a low profile. And Ed was like, oh, there's a toilet free. You go, mate. And he was like, thanks.
Oh, they didn't cross swords in the urinal or anything.
No, I think it was actually private sort of urinal sections. So.
Do you think he would just go to a urinal?
Yeah, I'm surprised Ed pees with the masses.
Yeah.
Where else
not,
is he
not
going?
Not your Ed. I'm not surprised at your Ed.
What do you mean? Do you think he'd go to a private bathroom?
Well, I thought, were they, did you say they were at the game?
Yeah, they were at the game.
I would have thought he would have been in a private bit. I thought he's too famous to
be out. He's a man of the people. He'd just be
Does
out.
He?
Yeah. He's just set up started a restaurant in the UK and he's going to go pour some beers there.
Is he?
Yeah, a pub.
Is he going to pay himself?
I doubt it.
Yeah. No. Okay. Belle, I've had a run-in in a loo as well.
Yeah,
I was young and I was at a nightclub and I was peeing next to a guy and I looked up and I'm like, that looks like Jonah Hill. And I'm like, that is Jonah Hill.
Where were you?
I was at a nightclub in Melbourne and I said, hey, Jonah Hill. And he goes, hey. And it was just when maybe Superbad had just come out.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, man, your film's so funny. And we finished and I went to shake his hand.
Sorry, was that at a urinal?
Yes, he's standing next
so
to each other.
So what happens when you're, do you just look into each other's eyes or are you tempted to?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you said looking into each other's eyes, like if we did it long enough, we'd kiss.
No, I just mean like, do you look ahead, straight ahead, or do you look at each other?
I was looking at him.
Right.
But then I went to shake his hand and he did point out, he goes, we should probably wash our hands first. And I said, yes, that's a good idea.
Nice. Yeah. It's just weird to think of having a chat while,
hold our own.
No, I know. I still think it's if you think about it, like, of course, it happens all the time. But when you actually think about it.
You think it's weird to hang out with your wang out.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes. With Ed Sheeran or Jonah Hill.
Like. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Jonah Hill went there with the intention of meeting
hanging
people.
Out with you.
Yes.
No, definitely not.
I wasn't just standing there at the urinal waiting.
Buzz was in the loo with someone famous yesterday.
I was about to say, I don't want to top both of your stories, but I was in the urinal yesterday with the living room's very own Miguel. At the races.
He'd be a fun peer.
With his chorizo out.
It's not as fun when you say it.
Chorizo.
It's better when he says it.
Yeah, I know. 131060, who did you...
pee next to?
Yeah, who did you see in the loo?
That's
Which
good.
Famous person?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Give us a call. Get involved.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are asking, who did you see in the loo?
Is that a bit of Carly Rae?
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
You're playing just stuff out of your personal collection again, Buzz.
Every day, bro.
What if, would you get nervous peeing next to someone famous? Like when you were next to Jonah Hill, did you find that you had trouble peeing?
It weirdly made me piss better than I've ever pissed in my
life. Really? You stepped up to the occasion.
I actually need a celebrity. Side, otherwise it's a mess.
That actually reminds me of a story. One of our old producers, I'm going to name him Tim, who, because Hamish and Andy used to work in our office. No, this is embarrassing. So he walked into the urinal one day and stood there, got ready to go to the toilet, and then Andy Lee walks in and he couldn't go and he froze. And then any time Hamish or Andy was in the toilet, he'd have to walk back out and go back in later. He couldn't do it. He was so nervous.
That's a real sign of respect. Do we command that kind of respect?
No way, mate.
Oh, damn it.
No, I'm pooing. Peeing next to people all the time.
Oh, my God.
Bruce.
Who'd you see
in the loo?
The legendary Peter Brock.
Oh, the late great.
Oh, he'd be a great chat in the loo, was he?
Well, I was going to ask him for his autograph, but a bloke sort of beat me to it, and then he almost ripped his head off. There's a time and place for everything, he was told.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, maybe the loo's not the right time.
Yes, no. And if you didn't have a pen, you'd just say he'd have to write it in.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking. I just told you I poo next to people, so why I'm pretending to pee.
Who's next?
Murat, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who'd you see in the loo?
Sam Tiger when he was at Miss Collins.
The rapper?
Yep.
That's pretty good. Did you say g'day?
It was pretty awkward. I was like, I didn't really have the audacity to say anything, but I could let out a little bit of a hi, but he didn't really hear it.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Let's go to Jakey. Yep. Jakey, can you top that?
I met Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, in the toilet.
The dog whisperer?
Oh, you'd really wish you had your dog with you at that time, wouldn't you?
Did you have your dog in the toilet?
No, I didn't, but I think he was a bit weirded out that someone so young and a guy actually knew who he was. I think I was 17 at the time.
I love it. Amelia, who did you see in the loo?
I peed with Mel B.
Oh, that's good. That's one of the funnest people in the world to pee with. Did you say hi?
Yeah, I even got a photo with her.
In the loo?
Yeah, lining up.
Yeah, I think that is illegal, but great stuff.
Just blur out the background, whoever's there. Yeah. Christy, who'd you pee with?
I actually didn't pee with someone, but I vomited on them.
Who?
Nikki Webster.
Oh, Nikki
Wasn't
Webster.
Wasn't a fan of strawberry kisses, Chris?
Oh, it was terrible.
She's an Australian icon.
I know.
I was so excited and I thought, well, let's go over and get a selfie and started to feel really sick and didn't have any time and coated her.
On her. Why didn't you just aim the other way, Christy?
I didn't have time. It just came out.
The good thing is, you know, with these interactions where often you're like, well, I'll remember that forever, but the celebrity won't remember that.
She definitely
Nikki Webster will remember that forever. Should we go to Angie?
Yeah.
Angie, who did you see in the loo?
Carrie Bickmore.
And from what we've just heard, you can guarantee she was pooing.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy, right around the nation for Tradie Baby Zipsters, now available at Big W and Best and Less Tradie Baby Made Tiny Tough.
And they've got their little itty-bitty middies to protect the little bubbers to protect the little bubbers from hurting themselves, but it's more to protect us from bubbers' claws.
You don't want to get clawed.
No, which I do all the time at the moment.
Yeah.
And he's just gouging my neck.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
No.
It's a lovely way to show affection.
She does it with a smile.
Hey, Bickers, Point to Pinnacle is ramping up. We've got about 10 days or so. I'm off the booze.
Good for you.
Yes.
I'm 3 days into antibiotics and I'm finally feeling a bit better.
I do realise, though, in this madness, as I'm running K after K after K, I did have a thought the other day. How did this happen?
How did it get to the point that you and I are trying to go up a mountain, 21Ks?
Yes.
Well, early this year I was on a family holiday in Tasmania and we drove up Mount Wellington, which is the beautiful mountain in Hobart. And we got to the top and there was snow up there. It was incredible. It was so high up, my ears were popping. And then I remembered that Tom, the guy that runs the gym that I go to, had run up it. And yeah. I was like, what the hell? How? Because he'd always talked about it, but it was only being at the top that I went, how the hell did he run up this mountain, right? And then I text him and said, oh, my God, I'm at the top of, you know, Mount Wellington or whatever. And he said, that's where we do Point to Pinnacle. You should do it. And you know I like a challenge. And when mm-hmm. someone says to me, you should do something, it makes me go, I should do it. And then a friend said to me, there's no way you could do it. Well, that really irritated me. Yep. And then I thought, bugger you, I am going to try and do the Point to Pinnacle. And I feel incredibly fortunate that I have a able working body. Yep. I've obviously seen what it's like to live with somebody who whose life has been restricted by their body and they can't do everything they want to do. And I thought, there is no reason why I can't do this. And I put the message out to my friends and family and they all went, hell yeah, let's do this together. Let's try and raise some money for brain cancer research for people who can't do something like this but would love to be able to do it. I had no idea what I signed up to. It has been incredibly challenging. All my friends keep texting me going, oh, my God, we're never going to make it. We can barely get through 10Ks up a hill at the moment.
Yep.
It's so hard. I'm regretting it every day. but I'm committed and I'm going to do this. We're raising, if you want to go to our Instagram, Carrie Tommy Instagram, you can find out how to donate. Please get behind it because we are trying to make it possible to hopefully find a cure for brain cancer by doing this. So that is the reason I'm doing it. I didn't really give you a choice, to be honest.
No. I was forced, but so it's not completely your fault.
No,
it's also
not,
the fault of our guest.
It is the fault of our guest. It's almost 100% the fault of our guest.
Is it?
Yeah. Please welcome Tom Gargiulo. Tom is the man that owns the gym that I go to,
yes.
Who is the one that put out the text saying, you should have a go.
Why have you done this to us?
Well, a challenge is good, right?
A challenge is good.
So, yeah.
In the scheme of runs, this is advertised as the toughest half marathon in the world. Mm. How bad is it?
It's the hardest half marathon.
But I feel like people, a lot of my friends, particularly my friends' partners, have said to me, it's just a walk because some are choosing to walk, you're choosing to run it, Tommy. Can you explain that it isn't just a walk, how hard it actually is?
Well, yeah, it's the same distance. It's not like you get a shorter distance because you get to walk.
Yeah.
And down in Tassie, in Hobart in particular, you've got weather to contend with. You've got the actual steepness of the hill itself.
Which is how high?
How high is it?
It goes up.
Like 1.2 kilometres high.
Oh, my God.
Sea level. But it's more the gradient.
Right.
This is what I've realised, Tom, from training for this. The only way I can get through a hill is because it stops and then goes to downhill or goes to flat. Yeah. This doesn't stop.
No. Even past the finish line, it still climbs.
It still goes.
Yeah, so there's no relief, really.
And it looks like, from the photos I've seen, that the last, and from people I've spoken to, the last 5K is pretty much straight up.
Last 10.
Oh my! That's half of it.
Yeah, so you got to get out of Hobart first from the start of this point.
Oh my God.
It's a little bit flat there.
Okay.
Probably for maybe a K. And then it's like a wall of a hill in front of you.
Yeah.
You go up that. And then you kind of think it flattens off, but it's just slightly less steep.
Yeah.
And then it goes like up, slightly less steep, up, slightly less steep, until you get to the turn onto the mountain.
Yeah.
And then there's
no turning back.
And so the most famous probably hill in terms of runs, particularly in Australia, is Heartbreak Hill in the city to surf. Mm-hmm. To put it in perspective, that's the hill that everybody dreads.
In Sydney, in the Heartbreak Hill, the marathon. City
and
to surf.
How long is that?
That's a few hundred metres.
This is significantly
this is 21 kilometres of it. Now, you've done it how many times now?
This will be my second. I couldn't go last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So you're either a glutton for punishment or just weird. Yeah. but can you tell me how different? Everyone keeps telling me you need like big jackets because it's freezing. Oh, yeah. And then others keep saying, but it could be really hot and you just need a singlet. I'm like, what do you mean? How can it be either so freezing I need a jacket or so hot I'm just going to be doing it in like a singlet? Is that how much the weather can change on the mountain?
Yeah, well, I was in Hobart a couple of weeks ago for a wedding and it was snowing on Mount Wellington.
How do we dress? Carrie's asking.
I want to know what to wear.
Well, you won't really know until the day.
Oh, that doesn't help me pack, mate.
That's handy, isn't it, right? So, yeah, the year I did it, it was super hot, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. Second year, it was overcast, super cloudy. You know, you could only see maybe 5-10 metres in front of you.
Oh, wow.
So that varies a lot.
So is there any chance they would close the mountain and then you don't have to keep walking?
Or running, yeah. If it's torrential rain.
Mm, let's pray for torrential rain.
No, you know I've been told.
You turn around and you come back.
So you've got to then do it on downward. You've got to do the rest of the kilometres downhill.
I've got a mate who's done it and he said the only thing worse than doing it is doing it when they close the mountain.
Yeah.
Oh,
because he said the gradient's so much that your knees all
cramp.
Yeah.
On the way there.
And so coming down is worse.
Okay. So you set us a training regime.
I did, yes.
That, look, just life has gotten in the way of me following
you've
that
been
regime.
You've been training.
I've been once a week going for a long walk.
Is that all you've been doing?
Mate, I've got 3 kids and 2 jobs. How will I go?
We'll just have to see. I don't know. It depends. I mean, they do an amazing event down there. So
you're not answering the question.
Maybe that'll be the motivation of everyone else.
Okay, it will get me up the mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Tommy? How much training have you been doing?
We stopped drinking, this week?
Today, yeah.
Today?
Such a great effort.
It's been hours.
He likes to trash talk you because I think it makes him feel better about himself. I think he likes to think that there was one year you couldn't get up. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it was the first year.
That he's like, oh, Tom couldn't even get up the mountain.
Yeah,
Can you? Yeah. So I'm guessing you're not going to trash talk him back. You're just going to let the mountain do the talking?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. My advice is go really hard at the start. And then just see what happens.
I know Tom's saying that as a joke, but you know that is what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking
I have to get the fast bit out of the way because I figure if I have enough time banked,
then I can just crawl up there.
Yeah.
How long? Is there a time limit? Can I walk all day or do
no,
I?
No, there is a time limit.
How long have I got?
How long is it?
It must be quite a while, right?
Maybe 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Let's say I ran in Melbourne. Near the gym there,
yep.
On Yarra Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I ran a 1:44 for a half,
yep.
21. That was a few weeks before. On the day, it took me 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. So it was
That was you running it,
more.
So I've got to walk it. So I'm going to be walking
I'll be
for
walking
weeks.
There with you, so, you know, maybe I'll just push you from behind.
Okay, so for me, I've got a 4-hour cutoff.
Something like that.
It running in 2.5. What are you thinking you're going to do it in, Tommy?
2 hours and 29 minutes.
Ooh, wow, are you putting an actual time on it? I want to hear it right here and now. The reason I ask you is because we have $5,000 up for grabs for somebody.
Okay.
We're going to tell you why after this song.
Yes.
You could possibly win the $5,000 thanks to Socony. But I want you to think about your time, and after the break, I want you to lay it down right now what you're going to do it in. So we can hold you to account.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You can do this, Carrie. Yeah, we believe in you.
Whether you're running 21 kilometres straight up a mountain or just around the block, every foot deserves a little luxury. Get the new Saucony Triumph 17 for the ultimate in protective cushioning.
It's the point to be nickel, yeah.
Right now, we're going to let you know how you can win $5,000 cash thanks to Socony.
I've listened to that Guy Sebastian version of Choir, my version of Choir, so many times.
Yeah.
Makes me well up every single time.
It is really great.
It makes me cry as much as I think I'm going to be crying on the mountain when we try to complete the point to pinnacle, not this weekend, but next weekend. The man who has made it all happen
is
Tom from Northside Fitness. He's here now. I should ask Tom, I've known you for a long time, and I know I've asked you this before. Is it Tom Gargiulo or Gargiulo?
Gargiulo.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll
just
ask you again
extra
next
syllable.
That's fine. Everybody does that. It's all good.
But now's
you
the exciting
said five grand
time.
Cash. Because
$5,000 cash from Socony, who have jumped on board our Point to Pinnacle mission.
Yes.
Okay. If people can call up and they can enter online at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Yep.
In fact, don't call up. That's not how you enter.
Don't call up?
No,
this
enter
is confusing.
At carrieandtommy.com.au.
In fact, come round to our house. Do your guesses in person.
And you have to guess how long you think it's going to take for me to walk the mountain, how long it's going to take for you to run the mountain, and the person that gets closest to both of our times is going to win $5,000 cash. That is all you have to do.
Guess the times, win the cash.
Guess the times, win the cash. Tom, now, you're thinking
how
long?
Why don't you have your first guess? Because I think if we put our guesstimates in, it ruins a bit of the fun. Ooh. Tom.
Okay, hold on. How about we, I'm going to make this a guess from Tom that we'll give to a listener.
Yes. Now, is Tom allowed to say this in person or does he have to log on?
No, you can just call up if you can.
Tom, you just need to step out of the studio. Yeah. Take your phone.
How long do you think I'll walk it in?
$3.35.
Ooh, $3.35. That's a quick walk. Okay. How long do you reckon Tommy will take to run it?
This is a really loaded answer here, Tom.
He thinks $2.29.
I'm hoping it'll be $2.31.
$2.31.
One minute slower.
And we're going to give your times because you've done it before. So you've got an idea. We'll give your times to one of our listeners.
Yes.
That can be their entry.
Are they allowed to call up?
No, once again.
KarenTommy.com.au.
KarenTommy.com.au. $5,000. That's the easiest way to win $5,000.
Yes. Tom, we will obviously see you there.
You will.
Thank you for making this awful thing happen because it means we are raising a lot of money to go to a very great cause. Yes. So thank you.
And to everyone at Northside Fitness as well.
Because I'm saying thank you now, but I'm sure when I'm running up the mountain in 10 days' time,
him.
I'll be absolutely swearing.
All right, you'll thank me at the top.
$5,000. It is thanks to Saucony's Triumph 17, the most cushioned and lightweight shoe, giving you everything you need to cruise through the longest of runs. Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. Now, R&B Friday's live. It kicks off this Friday in Perth, Saturday in Melbourne. And, Carrie, we've got a very special guest.
I have been a fan of this woman since I was a teenager. We are so excited to have her in the country. Janet Jackson, welcome to the Carrie and Tommy Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you here. You haven't been here since 2011. We've been just so, so pumped to have you back for R&B Friday's live. Give us the lowdown on what's going to happen at this concert.
I don't know. I always say music, dancing, and singing because that's what you're going to get. I just hope everyone enjoys themselves.
Is there anyone else that's performing that you're very excited to see?
I don't know if I'll have the opportunity to see anyone, actually, but I would love to see them all. I love Jason, Black Eyed Peas. I enjoy their work, all of them. So hopefully I'll get the chance to see someone.
Will you be giving us, like, the old tunes, the new tunes, a bit of a mix? What's the set list looking like?
Yeah, you'll be getting a little bit of everything. I'm trying to cram as much as I can into the amount of time that we have.
Music is so incredibly nostalgic. I still remember making out to a boy in the back of a car to Got Till It's Gone. Every time I hear that song, I think of him. Is there, like, music that takes you back to certain points in your life?
Of course there is. I think it's that way for everyone. And that's one of the beauties of music, I do believe, because it makes you reminisce. It can make you feel different emotions depending upon what was going on in your life at that moment, especially when that feel good one comes on. And I remember this being with my friends and we were out having a great time. Yeah, it for sure does that for me.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned feel good, because Carrie actually described the boy that she was making out with to that song, and she said he was gross.
The music got me through it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it could, like I said, it can have a different effect, different emotions.
She said he had a big mullet. Do you know what a mullet is, Janet? Is that an Australian term?
Well, that was a haircut for us in the States.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so that's what it is for you?
Yes.
The mullet, the short and then long in the back and short in the front?
Yeah.
Mullet.
Business at the front, party at the back.
Those were pretty ugly, I thought.
Exactly. But it was the end thing. Which is why it wasn't a great experience. Have you brought your son out here with you to Australia? It must be so tricky traveling with him and touring. What's harder, motherhood or touring?
Which is the toughest? They're both difficult. I mean... And I don't have a nanny.
No,
so,
I know. How do you do it? I've got three kids and I take my hat off to you.
It's very tiring.
It is.
You never get enough sleep.
No.
Never get enough sleep. And he always wakes me up, Mama.
Oh.
Mama, Mama, get up. Mama, get up, please. Mama, wake up.
But because they're so cute and you see their little faces and then you're like, you know what? I'm tired, but I can do this.
Of course. Of course. He's the reason I breathe. He's my heart.
Oh. Why do you choose to do it without a nanny? Why do you choose to do it on your own? It must make it,
you know,
immensely tougher.
My mother did it. Her mother did it. Why not? Why can't I?
Mm.
And we'll see. I'm sure I will need someone in the future, some help here and there, but I don't have anyone, and I love it.
Well, Carrie knows a guy with a mullet who definitely doesn't have a job and is available if you need someone to help.
A nanny, exactly. I love that you've showed your beautiful son videos of you dancing. There's the videos that I still watch today. What did he make of it when he saw them?
Oh, he loves it. He says, see Mama dance. Watch Uncle Michael and Mama. So he wants to see Scream at that point.
Have you taught him any moves?
He does this thing that my brother did from Doesn't Really Care About Us, the march.
Oh,
and
yes.
The hand.
Yeah,
he does a few things. He does the head. He loves Smooth Criminal and the ooh.
Has he got a good voice?
He carries a tune. He's very musical, incredibly musical, and he loves watching the band. He loves being where the band is. He loves the drums, violin, guitar, piano. He plays.
He plays?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
He really enjoys it. He makes up melodies. He carries
my gosh,
a tune.
That's incredible.
He has really good pitch. Really good pitch.
If he grows up and he doesn't go down the showbiz route and goes on to become an accountant, will you be really disappointed?
Of course not.
Oh.
Not at all. It's really about what he wants to do with his life.
Well, because I read in your acceptance speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that you wanted to be a lawyer. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to be in the entertainment business other than acting to support myself through school, really. But I wanted to study business law, and my father said no. So here
wow.
I am.
Do you ever think what life might have been if you, what you'd be doing now if you were a lawyer?
I sometimes do. Probably the family attorney, entertainment attorney. I don't know. I don't know how good I would have been. But obviously this was the path I was supposed to take. I mean, it's been, I'm very blessed. It's been very good.
Your parents very much wanted you guys to be grounded, even though, you know, you were performing at such a young age. I was reading that, like most of us, our parents used to make us do the chores, that your mum and dad were like, you might have been on stage last night, but you're raking the leaves in the morning.
Are you kidding me? Yes. And we grew up, we had 3 acres. So every
That's a
leaf,
lot of leaves.
Yeah, you're telling me. I mean, most kids, you get up when you want on a Saturday morning. We were getting up early, 6 o'clock in the morning, doing chores. And it wasn't just that, but I took care of the animals. We all had different chores. So I had to clean all the animals. And we had so many animals. Had to clean all the animal cages, had to bathe all the animals.
It's funny, my job growing up was to clean out the chook pen. And yes. I wouldn't have thought there was anything that you and I had in common. But to hear that you had to clean up after the animals makes me feel that I wasn't the only one having to do chores like that.
You see, there you go.
Yeah.
There you have it.
You could have gone on to become a star.
Yes, only I didn't have any other talents, unlike this incredible woman here.
Janet, talking about childhood, what's the most important thing that you think you want to pass down to your son?
My gosh, the most important? Mm. I don't know if there's just one in particular. Keeping God very close to you, always. Respecting others, but also make sure they respect you. Oh, there's so much. It can go on and on. Always follow your heart, listen to your gut. There's a lot. So I wouldn't say there's one thing in particular. There's a few things.
You had many years without him. You've now had 2 years with your son. How have you changed since having him?
Oh gosh. Well, I've always been a patient person, but there's more patience that you have to have. And I never knew I was as patient as I really am. He's first and foremost in my life. So that's, I get up, I go to sleep. Everything is about him. He comes first in my life.
Well, we're glad that even though he's number one, you're willing to fit us into your crazy schedule and come out here and perform at R&B Fridays Live. We cannot wait to see you. Thank you for being such an incredibly generous interview. And we hope you enjoy Australia again.
No, I love it here, and it's so nice to be back, and thank you for having me.
Enjoy it.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you.
And don't forget, if you want to see Janet Jackson at Australia's biggest party, R&B Fridays Live, Janet's going to be there, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Darula, and more. It kicks off in Perth on Friday. You can get your tickets at rnbfridayslive.com.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Excuse me, with Ed Cavalier next to drive you home.
Yeah, is Tommy sobered up yet, Carrie? Is he still
going? He has. I mean, it was a tricky project last night, but he's good today.
Yeah, I thought you did well. I saw some of them, man. I thought you were very together.
Me or him?
Both.
Oh, well. I mean, I carried him.
I was only drinking those. I was with Hughes on the zero alcohol.
I didn't see the project last night, but I did see fine. The internet, mate, and there's a lot of people
okay.
saying that you were drunk.
No, I
that's
definitely
what
wasn't
they
drunk.
Were saying.
Well, they're lying.
How was the rest of your race day?
Yeah, it was good. Shit. So, yeah, I didn't get a chopper home with Lindsay. So,
what do you mean? Were you meant to chopper home?
Yeah, they were meant to be.
We're meant to chopper.
Hughesy spent 2 weeks organising a chopper.
I did
spending
not.
Spending most of his time off here, Fyre Festival style, organising a chopper. And then, what happened when you got there?
No, I was not on the chopper, but there was.
Why?
I was. Yeah. No, I knew.
He had two seats. And
it
then
wasn't my chopper, mate.
It was you. You organised
it. Wasn't my
it.
Chopper. It was Lindsay's chopper.
You were trying to get in on Lindsay's chopper.
Well, I wanted to get back to the radio show, and I got told there was a couple of spare seats in Lindsay's chopper, so I put my hand up for the seats. And then I lost one of those seats the day before, and then on the morning of, I lost the other seat.
Yeah,
so.
but thankfully, two hairdressers got those seats, which is good news.
So how did you get back?
No, I got a car. It was quite easily. I didn't need the chopper in the end. So, and no, but Lindsay was going to, she was going to come back
early.
Are you
going to tell that story this afternoon? I think you need a better climax then. Oh, I got a car. It's quite easy,
no,
actually.
But yeah, she was going to, initially she was, because she's allergic to horses. So she was going to, she was going to leave the track early.
She's allergic to horses.
I don't know why leaving early would make that better, but anyway.
Is that what she told you?
But she did promise she'd be on the show today. So.
Yeah, oh, great.
Did you wear the hat for the show, Hughes?
The boater?
The boater hat.
You know what?
Wearing.
I actually, me and Ed had a bet later in our show, and I put the boater up against his hoodie, and I won the bet. So now I've got the boater and Ed's hoodie.
I assumed you must have lost a bet, and that's why you were wearing a boater.
Can I ask a genuine question? I was watching an interview with you, and the person interviewing you said, started with, okay, before we do anything, we need to discuss your outfit.
Yeah, it was
Roz. My God, what are you wearing, right?
Roz Kelly, I think.
Can I give you the exact quote, Carrie? Because I didn't like it. Roz Kelly says, before we start, Hughesy, we have a problem. What's with the outfit?
Yeah,
well,
I
that's
didn't like
the
it.
Thing that confused me, and I'm interested, is I didn't think you were trying to be sort of ironic or funny yesterday. Were you?
No.
I just liked your outfit, is what I'm saying. I didn't think, but I could, no, I wasn't. I thought maybe he was trying
just
to be funny.
That it was a joke.
No, but no, I'm well, saying look, by yeah, that comment, I thought maybe
saying.
I'd missed
I
something.
You know, I hear what you're saying, and the outfit was sent to me from the Channel 10
private
people.
Private girls' school?
And I did not. I did. My six-year-old daughter did say I look like a lady going to a wedding. I'm not going to.
Beautiful.
But I did not.
I liked it.
When the outfit was sent to me, I didn't have a choice.
It's
it was
a
just
good
it
outfit.
Turned up.
To be
don't,
fair,
don't back away.
It turned
hold
up.
On.
If I
just
hadn't been given
back
the choice,
up the stylist though,
I may
did
not
the stylist put it with the hat?
No, the hat was extra.
Paul Feig.
Hollywood director.
Paul Feig said the hat. The director of Bridesmaids who judged fashions on the field. He chose that hat.
He gave me the hat. So, and
see,
you know
that's
what?
Why it was so good.
You know what? I've got. You know what I'm like? Just as long as they're talking about me.
To see what he's got planned next year.
All right, Hughesy and Ed Cavalier next to drive you home with Lindsay Lohan on the show.
No, I cannot guarantee that. Really unlikely. Really unlikely.
Great afternoon, everyone.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.